He called, very gently,
"Sam Narrick!"
There was no reply. To carry, he must speak louder, and this would rouse those striped and inimical creatures from their feasting by the fire. He set his teeth and started to climb, finding the holds by touch. The stick that had supported a skull hampered him, but he would not be parted from his only weapon. He was nearly level with the twins before he spoke again.
"Sam Narrick!"
He heard a cry and a flurry from the rock. The twins had grabbed each other and were gibbering.
"It's me! Ralph!"
Terrified that they would run and give the alarm, he hauled himself up until his head and shoulders stuck over the top. Far below his armpit he saw the luminous flowering round the rock.
"It's only me, Ralph!"
At length they bent forward and peered in his face.
"We thought it was... We didn't know what it was. We thought..."
Memory of their new and shameful loyalty came to them. Eric was silent, but Sam tried to do his duty.
"You've got to go, Ralph. You go away now."
He wagged his spear and essayed fierceness.
"You shove off, see?"
Eric nodded agreement and jabbed his spear in the air. Ralph leaned on his arms and did not go.
"I came to see you two."
His voice was thick. His throat was hurting him now, though it had received no wound.
"I came to see you two."
Words could not express the dull pain of these things. He fell silent, while the vivid stars were spilt and danced all ways. Sam shifted uneasily.
"Honest, Ralph, you'd better go."
Ralph looked up again.
"You two aren't painted. How can you... If it were light..."
If it were light, shame would burn them at admitting these things. But the night was dark. Eric took up, and then the twins started their antiphonal speech.
"You've got to go, because it's not safe. They made us. They hurt us."
"Who? Jack?"
"Oh, no."
They bent to him and lowered their voices.
"Push off, Ralph. It's a tribe. They made us. We couldn't help it."
When Ralph spoke again, his voice was low and seemed breathless.
"What have I done? I liked him, and I wanted us to be rescued."
Again the stars spilled about the sky. Eric shook his head earnestly.
"Listen, Ralph, never mind what's sense. That's gone. Never mind about the chief. You've got to go for your own good. The chief and Roger. Yes, Roger, they hate you, Ralph. They're going to do you. They're going to hunt you tomorrow."
"But why?
I don't know. And Ralph, Jack, the chief, says it'll be dangerous, and we've got to be careful and throw our spears like at a pig. We're going to spread out in a line across the island. We're going forward from this end until we find you. We've got to give signals like this."
Eric raised his mouth and achieved a faint ululation by beating on his open mouth. Then he glanced behind him nervously.
"Like that. Only louder, of course." "But I've done nothing,"
whispered Ralph urgently.
"I only wanted to keep up a fire."
He paused for a moment, thinking miserably of the morrow. A matter of overwhelming importance occurred to him.
"What are you..."
He could not bring himself to be specific at first, but then fear and loneliness goaded him.
"When they find me, what are they going to do?"
The twins were silent. Beneath him, the death rock flowered again.
"What are they... Oh, God, I'm hungry."
The towering rock seemed to sway under him.
"Well, what?"
The twins answered his question indirectly.
"You've got to go now, Ralph. For your own good. Keep away. As far as you can. Won't you come with me? Three of us, we'd stand a chance."
After a moment's silence, Sam spoke in a strangled voice.
"You don't know Roger. He's a terror. And the chief. They're both terrors. Only Roger..."
Both boys froze. Someone was climbing towards them from the tribe.
"He's coming to see if we're keeping watch. Quick, Ralph!"
As he prepared to let himself down the cliff, Ralph snatched at the last possible advantage to be wrung out of this meeting.
"I'll lie up close, in that thicket down there,"
he whispered. "So keep them away from it. They'll never think to look so close." The footsteps were still some distance away.
"Sam, I'm going to be all right, aren't I?"
The twins were silent again.
"Here,"
said Sam suddenly.
"Take this."
Ralph felt a chunk of meat pushed against him and grabbed it.
"But what are you going to do when you catch me?"
Silence above. He sounded silly to himself. He lowered himself down the rock.
"What are you going to do?"
From the top of the towering rock came the incomprehensible reply.
"Roger sharpened a stick at both ends."
Roger sharpened a stick at both ends. Ralph tried to attach a meaning to this, but could not. He used all the bad words he could think of in a fit of temper that passed into yawning. How long could you go without sleep? He yearned for a bed and sheets, but the only whiteness here was the slow spilt milk, luminous round the rock 40 feet below, where Piggy had fallen. Piggy was everywhere, was on his neck, was become terrible in darkness and death. If Piggy were to come back now out of the water with his empty head... Ralph whimpered and yawned like a little un. The stick in his hand became a crutch on which he reeled. Then he tensed again. There were voices raised on the top of the castle rock. Sam and Eric were arguing with someone. But the ferns and the grass were near. That was the place to be in, hidden, and next to the thicket that would serve for tomorrow's hideout. Here, and his hands touched grass, was a place to be in for the night, not far from the tribe, so that if the horrors of the supernatural emerged, one could at least mix with humans for the time being, even if it meant